fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, generous viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
Our worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Vietnam or OLAC Red Cross uplifts spirits during the Lunar New Year. In health news, laws banning smoking are expected to lead to fewer hospitalizations. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Ms. Marianne Guillet, whose compassion has saved the lives of countless animals. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 2nd, renowned novelist and poet James Joyce was born in Dublin, Ireland in 1882. He is considered one of the most influential authors of the 20th century. His unique style and use of language can be read in some of his most well-known works. The novel Ulysses was published in 1922 and Finnegan's Wake in 1939, both of which have been heralded as unsurpassed masterpieces. James Joyce's writings continue to be loved by many and have made a brilliant contribution to world literature.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Spain and France. Last week, one of the most ferocious storms in a decade devastated areas of southwest France and northern Spain. Winds of up to 184 kilometers per hour toppled hundreds of thousands of trees, causing some of the 15 storm-related casualties. Flying roofs and debris posed further dangers, and 14,000 residents had to be evacuated in the Alicante region of Spain when a forest fire began from a fallen cable. More than 1.1 million households in France and hundreds of thousands in Spain were affected by power outages. With deep concern, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our association members in the local regions to report on the situation and see if any assistance was needed. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following reports from our centers in Spain and France.
Most compassionate Master, regarding storm in Spain, we are really moved by Master's love and your consistent care for all beings. Although this tragic event has caused some casualties and extreme inconvenience to many people, with God's grace and the quick response of the government, the situation is generally under control. At this moment, tens of thousands of people in the northeast coast area, Baleares, and some villages in Catalonia are still experiencing power outages. Regarding the forest fires in the provinces of Alicante and Valencia, some 1,000 soldiers from the army have participated in the fire extinguishing. Hydroplanes reached the still blazing areas and worked to put out the fire completely. Fortunately, there is no urgent need for additional rescue work. With love and gratitude, centers in Spain. January 27, 2009.
Beloved Master, regarding storm in France. Residents in certain parts of the country continue to face lack of electricity. We have contacted the local town halls and expressed our concern and willingness to help. They have said that they would call us if it's necessary. We all thank you, Master, for your concern and love. Association members in France, January 29th, 2009.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these reports with our viewers, who may wish to know more about the storm victims in France and Spain. We also thank our association's foreign group for this timely information. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed concern for all who may be in need of help after natural disasters. We pray for the recovery of the affected residents through their fulfilling daily lives and that these events may lessen through humanity's gentler treatment of our fellow co-inhabitants.
Kentucky, USA, experiencing the worst natural disaster ever. A winter storm that swept through the United States left the Midwestern state of Kentucky with 7 fatalities and hundreds of thousands without water or electricity. Of the state's total 120 counties, 91 declared emergencies and many residents relocated to temporary shelters.
Although power is quickly being restored, over 400,000 people are still without electricity. And Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear has called in 4,600 National Guards to go door-to-door delivering food, clothing, and supplies, with a pledge to reach every household that has been affected.
Supreme Master Qinghai said that she's so relieved to hear of such detailed and quick aid from the government and National Guards, and would like to especially thank them profoundly, as well as offer her prayer for the afflicted.
We pray for the protection of the storm victims and their swift rebuilding of normal day-to-day lives. Heaven bless Governor Beshear and the Kentucky National Guard for their efforts to provide such heartening care for all those affected. May humanity's kinder actions toward the environment help ease extreme weather conditions such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Dominican development to benefit the indigenous. The government of the Caribbean island nation of Dominica has launched a $3 million capacity project to benefit the 3,000 Kalinago indigenous peoples living in the Carib territory on the northeast side of the island. The project's goal is to enhance the capability of the residents through infrastructure development and income generation, while respecting their traditional lifestyle. A number of other projects have already begun in the region, including the construction of a primary school, housing development, and a drinking water project. Our accolades, Dominica, for your good-hearted actions to respect and support all residents of your country. Blessed be the Kalinago people in building a flourishing future for their communities.
Emir of Ajman pardons inmates. His Highness Sheikh Humayd bin Rashid Al Nuaimi, United Arab Emirates Supreme Council member and ruler of the Emir of Ajman, has pardoned 50 inmates. The release was based on good conduct while serving their terms and was made with the well wishes of His Highness. Your Highness, we respectfully express our appreciation for your clemency in this matter. We join in wishing the freedmen happy reunions with loved ones and new starts in life, leading to a future graced with fulfillment and goodness.
Men and canine companions rescued in Australia. In the Northern Territory outback, a truck carrying three men and their four dogs became trapped in the swiftly running Copperfield Creek when they attempted unsuccessfully to cross. The driver phoned the police as all the men climbed to the roof of the truck. Arriving on the scene, the police used safety ropes to save the men. After the waters receded somewhat, they were able to get inside the vehicle and also rescue the dogs. A hero salute to the quick-acting police officers for saving these stranded human and canine friends. May they celebrate the gift of life and their treasured times together.
Meet Abolition Day calls for animal-free lifestyle. The premier World Day for the Abolition of Meat on January 31st urged the public to spare the lives of fellow animal beings by adopting a humane, plant-based diet. In Lausanne, Switzerland, an hour of silence was observed as a symbolic mourning for the slaughter of countless farmed animals, more than 60 billion per year, not including the fish massacred year-round as well. In Paris, France, animal protection groups gathered in front of the famous Bastille Opera to let their feelings be known.
Et je crois que nous, les êtres humains qui avons la conscience morale, pouvons choisir volontairement pour éviter une souffrance inutile à tous les animaux du monde.
Et qu'est-ce qui a fait que vous êtes devenue végétarienne à l'âge de 15 ans?
Eh bien écoutez, j'étais en train de me préparer à manger un steak haché et quand j'ai coupé le steak haché, et j'ai vu du sang couler et donc j'avais pensé à une chanson d'un groupe de musique qui disait que manger de la viande égale meurtre. Et j'ai décidé immédiatement de devenir végétarienne pour la vie.
Mon conseil à tout le monde, soyez végétarien, c'est un geste pour sauver la planète et c'est un geste écologique qui est très très important de nos jours. Un kilo de bœuf, c'est plusieurs litres d'eau qui sont gaspillés inutilement, également plusieurs kilos de soja, surtout de soja OGM qui sont utilisés pour nourrir ce bœuf. Et c'est absolument pas nécessaire.
L'avenir, c'est certainement le végétarisme, les valeurs de l'écologie. Et je veux vraiment exprimer que si les gens ne prennent pas conscience de cela, le monde n'ira pas dans la bonne direction. Soyez végétarien, soyez écolo et sauvez la planète.
Wholeheartedly laud the efforts of the pioneering participants of the World Day for the Abolition of Meat. Heaven bless this movement to grow to reach many more people's hearts and minds, until one day all God's creations shall walk in freedom and harmonious coexistence. During an international gathering with our association members in Austria, Supreme Master Qinghai called for a ban on meat.
I hope I live to see the day that the government really ban meat, because it's also poisonous to people. Meat make everybody sick, yeah? Meat is poisonous, everybody knows that. Leader of the people, supposed to be leader, you have to help and protect people, no? Suppose you know something poisonous to your children, will you deliberately give it to them? No, right? So now all the evidence points out that meat is also poisonous. Poisoning things, you don't give it to your people. You don't allow it to be near your people. Okay, that's it. We have to ban meat, okay? This is really for survival.
Save our planet. African port cities in danger from rising sea levels. At an international climate change conference in Cape Town, South Africa, Professor Jeff Brundreet of University of Cape Town and Chairman of the Global Ocean Observing System in Africa spoke of how even small increases in sea levels could put African harbor cities at great risk, with potential displacement for millions of people. He expressed concern for the continent's vulnerability to increasingly severe climate change-related storms and called for quick action to address densely populated port cities such as Lagos, Nigeria, in adapting to these new conditions. Professor Brundreet and colleagues, we appreciate this important information. Let us all heed your urgent call for measures to safeguard the African people as we also strive to adopt lifestyles that mitigate the warming of the planet. Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the increasingly dire situation of our world with our association members and what must be done to save lives.
We have already in at least 18 islands already sink under the sea, 6 meters under sea already. And another 2,000 are sinking or at risk of sinking. It's more or less like that. It will be many places. Earthquakes are everywhere now. Storm, flood everywhere more than ever before. Every day you see on Supreme Master TV, always something. People begin vegetarian a lot because they want to save the planet. And saving the planet means saving lives.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating, heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes, 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental, use up to 70% of clean water, pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest, the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk, listeria, and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. U.S. military helps implement solar power in Iraq. With a donation so far of approximately $6 million, the United States Army has launched 24 solar projects in northwestern Baghdad to help stabilize power supplies in the region. This includes installations of medical clinics to help preserve refrigeration of vaccines. More than 1,000 solar-powered streetlights have also been purchased for installation in the area, with more to follow for Fallujah and Ramadi. God bless you, United States Army and America, for these noble contributions in Baghdad. May your caring gestures help light the way toward a green and stable future for the gracious Iraqi people.
Save our planet. Oxford University engineers build improved electric engine. The Oxford University Electric Power Group has announced a new energy-saving electric motor with improved efficiency that can be used to power hybrid cars. The engine is also scalable, meaning that larger ones could be built for sustainable applications such as wind power. The automotive version weighs only 13 kilograms with a peak power of 50 kilowatts, optimal cooling capabilities, and efficiency as high as 97%. Oxford University engineers, we applaud this climate-saving innovation. Best wishes for your success in developing partnerships to offer more efficient vehicles and other green products to the public.
Save our planet. Hydroponic farming sets trend. Richard Kahn's family farm in the rural East Orange County community in Orlando, USA is one successful example of a high-produce farm. Using the hydroponics technology without soil, Kahn's farm produces hundreds of pounds of organically grown food each year, using far less water and only one-fifth of the land needed if grown the conventional way. Farm owner Richard Kahn said, "When you're growing food without pesticides and chemicals, it's not just better for you, it tastes better." A green thumbs up, Kahn family in Orlando, USA, for your success with this green and organic farming technology. May you and others continue to prosper in such an eco-friendly way of providing tasty, healthy, and abundant fresh produce. In a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff, Supreme Master Qinghai explained more about Ahimsa agriculture or alternative farming methods that do not employ soil to grow certain crops, thereby avoiding harm to other sentient beings such as the beneficial worms.
There are many organic farming methods that at least you don't hurt the worms. You can plant them in the water, or you can plant them on elevated soil bed and you don't hurt the worm. And in Vietnam they cultivate, for example, peanuts. In the sandy soil, there's no soil and no worm at all ever live there. Plant your own vegetable, then you have absolute control about how you harvest and what you harvest and what you eat.
Save our planet. Saying that the Earth will soon pass beyond the point of no return, the European Commission urges for international agreement on a plan to limit global warming to less than 2 degrees above pre-industrial temperatures.
Save our planet. Speaking at a seminar on organic farming, Agriculture Minister Mulakara Ratnakaran of the Indian state of Kerala encouraged a transition to these natural methods for the health of all beings.
Two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life.
And we both are vegan.
No animal products for Zolo and Lady.
We're here to share a tip on caring for dog companions like us.
Sometimes the chilly weather causes the joints of older dogs to become a little stiff and tender.
A way you can help is to make sure that your animal friends have a thick bed in a warm room to insulate them from the cold.
Your loving concern will be much appreciated.
Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thank you for watching.
Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, Red Cross in Olak or Vietnam serves citizens in the Lunar New Year. The Red Cross in Olak has raised almost $32 million in the last 10 years, with more than 5 million families in need benefiting. Gifts which have included clothing, accommodation, and free medical checkups have been distributed annually during the Lunar New Year celebration, known as the Thet Festival. Our sincere thanks, Red Cross in Olak, for your kindness in serving your co-citizens. May all be graced with the joy of new beginnings every day.
In health news, smoke-free ordinances may lead to fewer hospitalizations from heart attacks. In research published by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, of the United States, scientists analyzed the effects of smoke-free laws in Pueblo, Colorado, USA. The Pueblo Heart Study found there was a 41% decline in the number of hospitalizations 3 years after the regulation was initiated, compared to 18 months before it began. The CDC said the results are consistent with 8 other studies. According to the National Cancer Institute, exposure to secondhand smoke may increase the danger of heart disease by 25% to 30%. Many thanks Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for this informative study. May more and more people adopt life-enhancing habits for greater well-being.
Some of the tragic tolls of smoking. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis. Stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women. Plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, highlighting enlightened leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Miss Marianne Guillet, who has taken care of over 30,000 animals at her clinic in Bhutan. We will feed the birds and be right back. More Noteworthy News when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a protected world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment, featuring a lady lovingly called Dog Mother, or Rochi Ama, in Bhutan's national language.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Kind-hearted Miss Marianne Guillet has taken in and cared for thousands of homeless dogs and other animals. Born in France, Miss Guillet, a geographer and an architect with a medical background, moved to the Himalayan Kingdom of Bhutan in 1997. Her home in Bhutan's capital, Thimphu, has become a clinic, the Pilo Medical Center, in which she has treated over 30,000 animals. While the majority are dogs, Miss Guillet has a deep empathy for all of God's creatures and cares for any animal in need, such as injured birds, monkeys, deers, pigs, horses, and cows.
Known to local residents as Rochi Ama, or Dog Mother, in Dzongkha, Bhutan's national language, Miss Guillet has set up special rooms in her clinic for surgery, recovery, and intensive care. In addition, there are many kennels in the gardens for dogs. 6 Bhutanese staff are employed full-time to help with the care of the animals. Miss Guillet and her Dutch partner, Mr. Hendrik Visser, pay the helpers with their own funds and buy all the necessary rice, vegetables, and fruit to feed their animal guests.
Miss Guillet has said, "It makes me happy and gives me inner peace doing what I do." Her goal is to set up a permanent place for refuge for homeless dogs before she leaves Bhutan. On November 22, 2008, Ms. Gye was awarded the Coronation Gold Medal by Prime Minister Leontien Zigme Y. Tinley in recognition of her exemplary service to society. We laud your kind efforts, Ms. Marianne Gye and Mr. Hendrik Wieser. Heaven bless you for helping so many of our precious co-inhabitants. May our animal friends everywhere flourish in safe and loving environments.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Heaven's Cats.
A girl has a little cat and her cat died and she cried inconsolably. The mother was trying to comfort her, say, "Don't worry, darling. You know, your little furry is now in heaven." The girl stopped crying and said, "Why, can't the heaven afford to have their own cat?"
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Wonderful channel. Shine on. Peace and blessings. Ken.
Kindred Spirit Ken, thanks so much for your heartline. We try to do our part in supporting the global movement toward a compassionate and eco-conscious vegan diet. Please join us in informing others about the good news of a plant-based lifestyle. May celestial light shine on all.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in divine oneness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Mideast envoy George Mitchell meets with Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah and Minister of Foreign Affairs to resume Middle East peace efforts.
While meeting with 14 Afghan women judges, prosecutors, and defense attorneys, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton commemorates their bravery and endeavors.
The United Kingdom announces plans to ensure all households have access to broadband internet service by 2012.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who negotiated peace between Israel and Egypt, releases a new book, We Can Have Peace in the Holy Land, to support the current Mideast peace process. A study published in the International Journal of Social Psychiatry reports a considerable improvement in the mood of patients with illnesses after partaking in moderate physical activity.
A study from The Ohio State University, USA, shows stress in college students can be relieved through the support and care of animal companions.
A project in the southwestern Guizhou province of China will relocate 69 rural schools with 53,300 students and teachers that are at risk of potential geological disasters. Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.